This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go.
Hey, we're back. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room because I have a question. We'll do a Monday get to know. What's the weirdest item you keep by your bed? That's going to be the question. As always, I'll answer first since I'm the only one that knows the question to give you guessing. Time to think. Mine is probably a very silky, soft sleep mask for my eyes. We have curtain issues. And so light comes in, so I wear a real satin sleep mask over my eyes so I can sleep.
Oh.
Uh-huh. At first, it was uncomfortable because just wearing something on your head. And you would think it was my wife's, but no, it's me. We both wear something, but she can actually sleep with a little light. She's fine. But mine is definitely the silkier, the softer of the two.
Interesting.
So if you came, you'd see a retainer, you'd see a sleep mask, and have one of those chargers that you can lay your phone on, your AirPods on, and an Apple Watch. It's got 3 little hubs. Huh. That's all on my bedside table there.
I bet that looks weird.
Just mostly the sleep mask and the retainer, but yes. Eddie.
Okay, so I have a little screwdriver. And I know it sounds weird. Why would you have a little screwdriver? But my 4-year-old son, he locks all the doors in our house. He just likes to lock them and shut them.
That's funny.
And this little screwdriver is what I use to open them back up. But if you walked up to my nightstand and saw a little screwdriver, you'd be like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox?
I don't consider it weird. You guys may. It's a little Kama Sutra book.
A what?
Kama Sutra.
What is that?
No, don't. I can't believe. He's such an idiot. He's such an idiot.
Is that where you fold the paper?
He says, no.
Stop.
That's origami.
Okay.
Eddie, look.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Eddie, look up.
You want me to look it up?
Look it up.
Don't look it up.
What do you mean? It doesn't sound bad.
There's no way he calls it that.
Spell it for me, Lunch.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's so funny.
K-A-M-A-S-U.
Are you making up the spelling? Because I don't know how to spell it.
No.
Because it's funny if he knows how to spell it, then he knows he sees it.
Yeah. Kama Sutra. Ancient Indian text. Oh. Oh. Okay.
What?
You use this?
No. So stupid.
I can send you a picture.
Okay. Nah, I'm good.
Of the book or?
Of the book.
Okay. Okay. Amy, what's the weirdest thing by your bed?
Well, I don't have a nightstand right now.
Oh, no. He took both of them? He didn't even leave yours?
That's not fair.
Dang. Oh. Picture Amy's like,
place is a mattress on the floor. That's it.
Terrible.
Alone.
No, Mattress Firm did hook me up with a bed frame.
No, good.
Oh, man.
So, but because I got a king, there's so much space. So I have stuff that lays over on the side. And I've got like a book with my little... I got one of those reading lamps that clips on the book, and
those
then
cool.
it's wind, you know, it's wires, so you can move it around. And the light that's on it is the amber color, so it doesn't mess with my melatonin production or whatever that's supposed to do. So
you're gonna say the book lamp?
Yeah, but it's handy.
We weren't hating on it.
No, I think it's
awesome.
Need
a butt. You don't need a butt.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's good, Amy.
We like it.
Yeah,
yeah, we like it. All right, there you go. The fact that he spelled it so quickly.
I know.
Means he uses it a lot.
It means I just. Eddie goes, "Is that origami? Is that when you fold the paper?"
I truly thought that's what.
Right, well, we're back. We're back, everybody. Hey, we're glad to be back, and now let's get into the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I had a coworker recently share their concerns for my hygiene. She told me I smell bad, and that everywhere I go, people say I smell bad. The thing is, I know I smell bad. It's my biggest insecurity, and I feel hurt, and I understand where they're coming from, but physically, I can't fix it. I've tried lots of deodorants. I wear perfume, but that smells too strong. I shower every day. What should I do? Signed, ashamed of my BO. Dang.
Wow,
I feel bad for her because she knows. It's not as if, and we've had this discussion before, where there's an employee that's not washing their butt or putting on deodorant. Like, they know. I mean, I think that's a doctor thing.
Yeah, it's a medical thing, right?
It could be the food you're eating. And again, I'm a doctor, but I'm of letters.
Right, right. Not
a
medical.
Doctor. But there's a lot of things, like fundamental things that you're doing that's not wrong, but it's just probably different than everybody else is doing. I hate that for you. That stinks that, well, that's...
lunch.
No, Bobby did that on purpose.
No, I did it.
No way you did
it's unfortunate that it's had to come to this.
Yeah, it's like there's a pH level
imbalance
situation happening.
Yeah, but even the coworker having to come up, and maybe the coworker was doing it because the other people nominated her to do it, and she was just. But I think the conversation is to that coworker: hey, thank you for sharing that. This is a medical problem. I'm really sorry. I've tried a lot of different things. So if I am really strong, if I come in smelling really strong of brute,
yeah,
it's because I'm trying to cover it up, and I'm going to the doctor. And then I think it's just trying to figure out what the problem is. I
Can
hate
you
that.
Do too much perfume?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. I used to work with a guy that had a lot of, yeah.
Nobody here does too much. Sometimes Ray is very strong.
Because he uses Axe.
What is your situation?
Spice Bomb.
Yeah, Spice Bomb.
Oh.
I mean, it's been such a good go-to. I've done it for years.
Do you do it every day?
Yeah, but it's just a mist. I'm not actually... You know, rocking it all over my neck and clothes. I'm walking just through just a small little spray.
But when you were younger and you go to the club, would you cologne up?
Yeah, that's when Axe was huge. And I mean, me and my buddy, we would just stand side by and we'd drill each other. I'd hit him,
That's funny.
Amy, what do you say to ashamed of my BO?
Yeah, I feel for you. And I think that if you have access to seeking medical opinions and tips and tricks and all the things, it might be something, there might be something topical or a body wash that is going to be more inclined to help you out that is prescribed.
And if you get on Google, there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of bad information too, but there's a lot of stuff you can Google and like research. Mayo Clinic has a lot of stuff that you can read about and try to figure it out. We feel bad for you. Sorry you have to deal with this, but I think if you put some time and effort into it, you can fix it.
But yeah, too, you mentioned food. I mean, I have no idea if your body's having a reaction to something or where exactly the smells are coming from, but that's always a factor.
We know where the smells are coming from for certain folks here.
Sure.
Who?
You.
Where?
Your butt.
Bottom.
Oh.
Bottom half of you.
Yes.
Ew.
It's a constant line. All right, thank you for that email. Good luck. Let us know what you decide to do or if we can help in any way. All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Eddie came on this show and said, hey, I have a confession. I'm going to go watch Counting Crows with somebody else. Timmy. And Amy, this kind of hurt my feelings. Why?
Oh, because y'all do Counting Crows together. It's your thing.
Forever.
We've done it many times.
It's like how we bonded initially. Music, Counting Crows. The last time they were here, Eddie and I went to the show.
It was amazing,
man.
That's
what we do. We repeat like old live albums. Like we have little inside jokes. And all of a sudden he comes and goes, hey, I'm gonna go with somebody else.
But no, that's not how I said it. It's out of my control, man. My wife has friends, and they said, "Hey, we would like to go as a couple if you guys would like to come." And my wife already kind of committed to that.
Your story's getting a little softer since the last time you told it.
Yeah, no, look, dude, sure. I felt bad. I'm cheating on you.
Right, and now I'm going to cheat on you.
Whoa!
And I already have it, and I figured out what I'm gonna do to cheat on you. And I'm just letting you know, it ain't gonna feel good when
you're cheating on me maliciously. And that's not how you, that's not nice.
It's revenge cheat. That's what happens.
That's like,
you cheat, you get cheated on.
So when do you find out?
Eye for an eye.
I mean, I know what it is.
Right. So when do you share?
Well, I mean, I could share right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I think a better part of the cheating is to not tell them yet and make them wonder about it.
No, let's get it out of the way.
What if I just tell one person in that person's lunchbox?
Yeah. Let's go.
See, that's worse than just cheating on
them. Let's go. You gonna write it down?
No, don't tell them. Don't tell. Come on, dude. Tell me.
Yeah. Look,
Bones.
Right there.
I cheated on you, and I came on the show and told you.
Hey.
Like, man to man, face to face. I cheated.
He's telling me man to man.
Lunchbox is back here standing behind me. Okay, hold on a second. My handwriting is pretty terrible.
I mean, what are you doing?
That says taking.
Yeah, I know what that says.
Ah! Hold on.
Taking. He's taking someone.
So far, can you read this?
Yeah, who are you taking?
Hold on. Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else.
Dallas Cowboys versus
hold on.
Oh.
There's.
I mean, Amy, my mind's going crazy right now.
Another.
Oh my gosh, a golf trip with all the Dallas Cowboys.
No. Hey. Yeah. Cowboys.
Pearl Jam's going to be there too. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so far does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's.
Oh, more!
He's playing the Masters. Wait, this is only one event, right?
Don't worry about what's up.
You don't know what he's doing. Ah. Got it.
You're going to Hawaii.
Got it.
To play golf.
What is it?
Consider yourself cheated on.
You're going to Hawaii to play golf with the Dallas Cowboys and Pearl Jam.
That's the...
Oh, man.
The payback would be
and you're
going to
go deep sea fishing while you're out there.
Oh, gosh.
With everyone.
Eddie, I don't think you... Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? I'm not... Nothing to worry about?
No, nothing to worry about, man.
Okay. So it's not going to really hurt me?
I mean, I just don't want it to ruin your months and years ahead.
What do you mean?
So don't think about
years.
It.
Years.
Hey, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, years.
If you want to cheat... Let's cheat, baby.
This isn't my fault, dude. My wife, like, she made these plans.
That's not how you told the story initially. You didn't say it was out of my control.
Well, when your wife says, hey, we're going to do something, what do you say?
You also could have said, hey, why don't we invite Bobby and Caitlin?
I thought about that, but then the people that invited us are going to be like, well, that's our plan.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'll be cheating on you soon, and it's going to be...
That's not good. That's not how you cheat.
Like, how soon are you going to cheat on him?
Next month.
When are you cheating on Bobby?
When is it? When's the show?
You don't even know. But let me say this. You can go to 10,000 shows. You can only do this once.
Once in a lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to Hawaii.
But that wouldn't be fun to me. I wouldn't want to go to Hawaii.
I'm just thinking about me.
Yeah. So we'll leave it there. One day, the only person that knows is Lunchbox. Ah! And I figured that would drive you the craziest if he knew.
You're going to crash my playa?
What?
No.
Hey, maybe
that's the pool party.
Hey, maybe he's invested in the chicken business.
No, what's that got to do with anything?
Don't worry about it, Eddie. I'll be cheating back.
I don't like this one bit.
Oh, there you go.
So you're gonna tell us after it happens, or
no? I'm just gonna let Eddie sit on it for a minute.
You're gonna tell me before it happens.
Yeah, because I want, or maybe not. Maybe I just post it doing it and have you be like, oh,
and he'll know.
Yeah,
it's like
that's terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
That's or
like
is it?
Finding out someone's cheating on you through like
Well, you know
Instagram.
I'm cheating, you just don't know how.
Dang.
Hey, keep one eye open, buddy. Keep one eye
That's
open.
It's not fair, man.
It's going to feel good.
It's not. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
And then we'll
this
be
is
even.
Not the way to
Then
do
we
this.
Will be even, but I'll be cheating on you and I can't wait.
Hey, man, this isn't how we take
all
care
right,
of this.
That's all we're going to do. We're going to move on with life right now, move on to the next segment. But Lunchbox knows my secret.
That's even worse. I told this guy.
Thank you. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks. For everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt.
Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy from Utah, and he wanted to go on this 45-mile long West Coast trail, Vancouver Island. Wanted to hike it, been waiting forever, been saving his money. He finally gets up there, flies up. He's like, all right, let's go. Well, they lost all of his stuff. Lost his luggage. Lost his gear. You don't have luggage, you don't have gear. You can't really go walk the wilderness. And so he was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And he had talked to other people in a Facebook group because they were all going to go up and meet and do it together. And he's like, I guess I will not be able to join you because they lost all my stuff. So all his buddies that he really didn't know, he'd only talked to them on Facebook, they went, no, we got you. So they, one, raised a bunch of money and then took like extra tents, backpacks. And so in the end, he had all of his, all their stuff, and he got to go on the hike with them.
That's awesome.
They never said they found his stuff, though. That's the crazy part.
Like he never got it back?
I didn't say anything about that. But like all these people that are up there hiking, like supplied them with sleeping bags, backpacks, tents, poles, money for the multi-hiking day trip. So they didn't know him. They didn't have to do that. I liked it. But where do bags go?
Like purgatory.
What? Huh? Yeah, where
do they
go?
A bag like, purgatory?
Feels like it sometimes.
No, don't they? Like if you don't pick up your bag, at least
they lost it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Where could it go? And then if they find it in some faraway airport, they have a tracking number. So...
But then couldn't they, if you were like being shady and you saw a bag and you're like, I bet there's some cool stuff in that. Can you just like hide it somewhere? And after a while, when it's not found, just take it home?
Yeah, just toss it in the bushes, come back a couple days later.
I mean, bushes is interesting.
Didn't think about that.
As I was reading the story, I was like, whatever happened to the bag? You never updated it.
How do they lose the bags? Like,
dude, I don't know.
Listen, if you think about it the other way, how do they even get us our bags?
Well, that's a great question.
There's a code.
Fascinating.
I don't know how radio works.
Right.
No, it is fascinating. When you look at all those bags that are out there on the runway with all these carts and their plane switches.
I mean, I think about FedEx.
Yes,
mail. UPS, and how they get it to a small town.
Yeah, and how do they get it to you in one night?
Right.
That is baffling.
So it really is.
Like, how do they get it
How can you get to New York in one night?
No.
Yeah, that's really the question.
No, it's easier for a person to get to New York.
Because you're going direct.
You're going direct. A package has, you have to drop it off somewhere. They have to drive it to the airport, put it on a plane, get it in a car. You know, they have to transfer it from a little
dolly. Well, you have to get out of your car, walk walk to the airport, get in the plane.
FedEx,
the
security.
Right. Yes, put your bag through the...
kind of the same concept.
But let's say I order something.
It's logistics.
How they get it...
Well, how it's cool is they have it so streamlined, it can go to that hub to that hub, and they have people going in and out so fast.
Yeah. Like, the people that come up with that, they're...
Yes.
I mean,
because it doesn't just leave the airport on the FedEx plane and go straight to your house. It has to go somewhere else, boom, and it's there at 8 a.m.
But you don't leave your mind. You don't leave your bed and go right to New York. You leave your bed and go to your closet and get your clothes. You get your suitcase. You go to the car. You drive the car to the airport. The airport, you walk to your gate. It's the same thing.
And when you land, you don't go straight to the hotel. Like, you got to get
absolutely different.
No, it is the same thing. If you were a package.
No, if I was a package, I could literally.
I was literally doing a story about a guy got all his gear back. But no, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's not. It's totally different. It's absolutely different. Absolutely different. Because I can go straight from my bedroom to the airport, and I'm in the next city.
But you can't because you've got to make other stops to your car.
No.
Your car stopping at stoplight roads to turn it, take a left, and then straight.
When you get to the airport, you check the computer. What gate am I at?
No, you guys are so stupid.
Those are all the same things as like stops along the way.
No, you guys are so stupid. A red light is not the same thing as a package that I ordered offline going from wherever it is at Best Buy.
Offline or online?
It is the same.
It is not the same.
You're just not wrapped up.
No.
You're not in a box.
Oh, my God. You guys are so stupid. I cannot believe.
We're stupid.
I cannot believe you guys think
it's the exact same principle.
It is not the exact same principle.
Right. Wait, did I tell you about the thing I heard about Marconi?
Marconi or Marconi?
Marconi.
What is that?
Marconi.
Marconi.
What is that?
He's the inventor of radio.
Oh, yeah. Marconi, yeah.
Okay, so... This is what Lunchbox is making me think is he's acting all like crazy. When apparently, I don't know if this is true, whenever he invented
Why does she
radio,
always do this?
Here we go.
She leads every story with "Did I tell you about?" and then goes, "This could be a lie."
Well, I heard
go ahead.
That whenever he was like telling his friends, like, "Hey, I figured out how to, you know, send things through the air," like that.
Like transmissions?
Yes. Or- his friends checked him into a mental institution because he's like, no, really, it works. Like, check this out.
I bet that was crazy. Yeah.
And that, so it's like, Lunchbox just made
so you thought, because you thought Lunchbox was crazy right then.
Well, he thinks
and then
you're
and then we should check him in somewhere.
No, he thinks you're crazy for saying what you're saying and how it's working.
Yes,
and
like, you're saying that a human getting on a plane is the same thing as ordering something
off
the internet.
A human getting
and
to
a
New
package
York.
Getting to you within 6 hours.
You said, how do I get a package overnight? And I said, the same way you would get somewhere overnight.
Oh,
same thing.
I hate how stupid you guys are. It drives me nuts. It's going to give me a headache.
Okay, that we got to wrap it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's award the Employee of the Month award. Now, we're in July now, but let's award it for June. We had a holiday there, so.
Woo!
You guys ready to name the champ?
Ready! Oh, yeah.
You got a chance to win some money? Only the three finalists will read their speeches.
All right.
So you get a chance to win cash or self-promotion or block someone from contention. The last Employee of the Month went to Amy. So, hey, now, Amy, good job.
Amy. You're
now, you know, maybe you'll repeat. Maybe you'll pass your crown over. All right, the finalists for Employee of the Month are, and I'll read your name and you read your speech.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, my goodness, guys. All right, here we go.
Oh, are you already acting?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Congrats to Eddie on getting fit. What? Our next step is getting him off Bobby's...
What the...
Amy lost the bed, table, washer, and dryer in the divorce. If she wins this, he'll also take it, which would be much worse. Morgan had a sketchy Uber ride where she thought she was going bye-bye, and if you let her drive you, you're lucky you not to die. Abby might need to try Love is Blind or Married at First Sight. Science ranked her last, which we all agree is right. Thank you!
What's the point of that speech?
Thank you!
His speech is just making fun of people. And secondly, I think we have to bleep out the word of him, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't even rhyme wash and divorce or something.
No, it's a divorce.
I'll let him do it. What?
I said dryer in the divorce. If she wins this, he'll also take this, which would be much worse.
Divorce.
Worse.
Just do the words, though.
Divorce. Worse.
Divorce.
Also, your pattern wasn't exactly. It doesn't matter.
Hey, I just had to fit that in, man.
Yeah.
Because that was all stuff that happened in the last month.
Yeah. The two words that rhymed were...
Divorce and worse.
We also were told, doesn't it have to be like why you're supposed to win? Or
yeah, yeah, there's no rules on what the speech has to be.
Some of the stuff Lunchbox did to be in the finals. He washed his hands with yet another celebrity, Adam Duritz. He has a goal to wash more hands. He picked off and dropped off Richard Marx one of the most awkward segments of all time.
That was great. Yeah.
He was exposed for not having his own phone bill.
Ooh.
I could not stop laughing for days when he confused Gumby with Gandhi, although I don't think that the credit should be given to him.
I brought it to the table.
Well, no. You just thought Gumby and Gandhi were the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what we held against him. He made the call on switching the $20 tickets to $50 tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
And we lost all that money.
I hate him for that.
But it extended it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kept winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. I mean, mm-hmm. It was great.
We didn't. Okay. Next up.
I mean, but was that not a good opening line to my speech, though?
No. That it really nailed wasn't.
It. Should I say it again?
No.
Next up. The next finalist is Abby. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Abby, read your speech.
Ray, hit it. Oceans apart. You know, need I say more? Need I say more?
What are you saying?
Richard Marx, an absolute legend, comes in to the studio. Sorry, I'm distracted.
What's happening? Well, I mean,
go ahead.
He came in. That was your one thing.
Anyway, also, I came in close second in easy trivia. And I now have emotional damage from Scuba Steve's bit. So, yes, I should win for all of the above reasons. I got distracted by Richard Marx's voice.
Hey, can someone please help her with speech writing?
Did you hear your worst morse?
I mean, at least I got it out.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she got two words out and was like, she puked all over herself.
Got distracted.
Abby.
I'm trying to talk about
single-handedly landed Richard Marx in the studio.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was really cool. It had been a great interview and performance. She also told us about her worst day at work where she had to call the cops because she thought the guy was going to kill someone here in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Which was crazy.
Good one.
She won in blind karaoke best line dancing. She's been a big help behind the scenes. And I tell you, that symmetrical face segment was tough.
She took it like a champ.
She took it like a champ.
Yes.
I didn't like that segment, Abby. But thank you. Congratulations on making the finals.
Thank you. Woo.
Okay, thank you. Yes. And finally, the last person. Amy, you're on the finals. Let's go. Can you repeat as champion? Give us your speech.
I followed the rules. Okay. I'm the most recent recipient of Employee of the Month for the show, so I'm okay with someone else giving this recognition a go. However, we have to make speeches on why we should win, so I guess I'll have to dig from within. Maybe I sum things up with the creation of Amy all the time. That way I can be done with this rhyme.
But you didn't create Amy all the time. I did.
Nice.
And then I just sang Amy. I created even the Amy all the
time. And because you were sick, too.
But yeah. But
you missed like half a month.
But
you're like out a lot.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
It's a tough speech. She kind of took herself down.
I know, because like I don't. This is the part that makes me so uncomfortable.
You don't want to win?
This part.
Did you say you were removing yourself in the speech from it? Amy removed herself.
No, I
said,
I'm okay.
Eddie, you're now a finalist. Hey! Eddie, you're now a finalist. Eddie, read your speech.
What's funny, Amy brought this up. Bobby and Amy went down with a sickness. And someone had to carry the show, and that was me, pretty much. So I sacrificed my presence on the show, too, by letting Amy win easy trivia. I fed the crew the best smoked chicken in the world, and I introduced you guys to one of the greatest films in movie history, Rope. Thank you guys for considering me for this award.
So, Eddie, I just did that to be funny. You weren't in it. You actually were held back.
You made me read all
because
this?
Because you made us watch Rope, and you admitted to cheating on me both, and that was what kept you out of this one.
Ooh.
So you just wasted all my time.
Well, she backed out, and you were just sitting there, so I just went to you.
You brought my hopes up.
And Amy, and you made the finals, but you didn't win. You did not win.
Why did I even make the finals?
Well, a couple things. You did win easy trivia. Came back from massive behind.
You heard from
me. You've opened up a lot, and there's been a lot of laughs because you have been sharing pretty vulnerably about the divorce and, like, he took a fork, and then he took a spoon, and then all of a sudden you're eating your fingers. You know, it's tough.
Lunchbox brought the greatest game in show history.
But you did miss a month for getting sick, but I can't penalize you for that.
That's true. 2 days.
It just happens.
Yeah. Okay, so it's either going to be Abby or Lunchbox is our winner. And again, you can spin the wheel. You can eliminate somebody, whatever you want. The winner of Employee of the Month here on the Bobby Bones Show.
It has to be between these two.
What a war.
I mean, I like it for them because I... But
they're both deserving of being up for the
They month. Are. That's what I'm saying. But like...
The winner is!
Lunchbox is just... Oh, gosh.
Abby! Yeah!
Abby, okay. What a month for you. You are the winner of Employee of the Month.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to everybody out there?
All the haters and doubters, a.k.a. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
I mean, if you really think you deserve Employee of the Month, it's
I do this month, actually.
That's true.
Abby, really
do you
want to
spin the wheel? Do you want self-promotion or do you want to block someone from contention for three months?
Hmm. Oh. That block is looking
for
a little...
3 months.
That's sounding...
3 months.
I'm just kidding. I can't do that again. That was mean. I've already done it.
4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
4 months.
4 months?
Do it, Abby.
Rest of the year?
Abby, do it.
In negotiating the prize. Yeah. Abby, what are you going to do? You got 3 months block, you got self-promotion, or the wheel of cash?
I can't block. I can't do that. And I feel like the wheel is going to be like a dollar... I'll just do promotion.
Okay, then you can do it now or you can save it for when you have a show or something.
Yeah, I'll save it.
You want to save your promotion until you have a gig or something?
More forward it to something else.
Abby will punt. Let's see what you would have got on the money. Let's spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
It's going to be 100 now that I didn't pick it.
Abby, you would have got... $20.
Oh, dang.
Abby, you're the Employee of the Month self-promotion. You'll get whenever you want it.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it. And it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Yeah. Lunchbox wanted to talk to us about saving money. He wants to help our listeners save money.
Okay.
So it's a save money hack with LB. What do you have over there?
Guys, I was doing some research, and there's a policy at Target. If you have clothes that are Target brand, adult, kid, whatever, like the kid brand is Cat and Jack, You can wear it for 364 days and take it back and you get your money back. You have 1 year to return it.
Really?
My kids have been wearing shoes since January. Guess what I just did? I took it back. They had clothes. They had pants that have holes in the knee. They've been wearing for 8 months. Guess what I just did? Took it back.
Wait, but that's the reason is that they don't want you to wear it for 364 and bring it back. They're saying you have, basically, if you don't wear it.
No, they are saying worn, stained, you outgrow it,
what?
You can bring it back.
Bo, yeah, explain this to
true.
Me. Why would they want to do that?
I don't know.
They're banking on most people not bringing it back, but people being like, oh, if I could bring this back if I need to, but then they end up buying and they never bring it back.
But can you get a bigger size?
You can get a bigger size. They're supposed to give you store credit. These people gave me straight back to the credit card.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I got a 100% refund. I brought 4 bags of clothes into that sucker. Boom, right on the counter and said, is this real? I took it back.
And you got a refund.
And this isn't shady?
This is not shady. I am talking.
Is it not shady? Like you go to, like they would always say, you take anything back to Nordstrom, they take it back. So you take an old car tire back and they'd be like, we'll give you. But it's kind of shady because you're getting one over on the system.
Right.
No, I don't think it's shady at all. I am telling you, these pants have been worn. They got holes in the knee. They have stains on their shirts because they're kids. And when they eat, they're messy.
We have a clip.
And this is me. What did I do, guys?
Took it back. All right, go.
You're going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I saw a video on the internet. And the internet doesn't lie, right?
It does sometimes.
Oh, it does. Okay. But there was a video that said if you have Cat and Jack and it's less than a year old, you can bring it back for a store credit.
So some of these don't have tags?
No, they were just, they should all be the same. If it came off, I don't know.
Did you come up here for the Cat and Jack thing?
Yeah.
That's him.
Okay.
Because I saw a video on the internet and I was like, is that real?
Yes, as long as you have proof of purchase.
Got proof of purchase. I just thought it was crazy. I was like, there's no way TikTok, like, you know, you can blame TikTok for this, just so you know, because TikTok told me. I was like, there's no way this is real. And it's really real. Man, so I got $200 back. Woohoo! Great day.
But how'd you have your receipt?
On the app. If you pay credit card, it goes straight to an app. Guys, you get free clothes the rest of your life.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Is it just Cat in the Hat or is it?
It's just Target brand clothing.
Cat and Jack.
Cat and Jack is the kid brand, but okay. They have adult Target brand also.
What?
Yeah.
And you can wear Target clothes all year and then take it back.
I've never heard about it for adults, but I have returned some.
Like housewares? They have Target brand housewares. You can take it back.
Really? What? Like plates and stuff?
This is the... Guys, you can shop for free for the rest of your life.
I don't think this is true. I don't think what he's saying is actually accurate.
It's not accurate. I don't think that this part is accurate.
I knew we shouldn't have done a financial segment on Lunchbox.
But dude, you heard the clip, though. I mean, it worked.
For Cat and Jack, it sounds like. And no, even then, it feels shady if you're wearing them for 9 months and taking it back.
Right, you know? If you're...
My kids had shoes. Dude, we got brand new shoes. Because guess what we did with the old ones? We took it back.
If you have your purchase history on the app, a receipt from your purchase, I mean it.
This is crazy.
If you pay with 90-day return period, if your clothing is from a Target brand, you have 365 to make the return. But it doesn't say you can wear it. They don't want you to go and wear it for 364 and bring it back.
Right.
Mostly it's if you decide.
If they get a premature hole.
No, they say they guarantee it for 1 year. If they outgrow it, it stains, it fades.
They can guarantee your kid's growth.
That is, dude. My wife was so mad that we wasted almost 5 years not knowing about this.
So what do you do now, starting today?
Take it back.
No. Like, how does your plan change now?
So now I only shop there, get the clothes, wear them. Hey, guess what? We're bringing it back. See you in a couple months.
So you mark it on the calendar, like, need to...
Yeah. I mean, you just mark it a year, but you can take them back in 6 months. Need a wardrobe change? Get a whole new wardrobe. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to America.
I mean, I'm excited.
It just can't be this easy.
It is. I'm telling you, my kid's shoes had holes in them.
No,
you said that 5 times.
I hear you. I guess.
And this dude had to sit there and type in every little, like he had to look at the little tag on the, you know, like a size or whatever, and it has an item number, and he had to type them all in. I could tell he was super annoyed with me, but guess what? Store policy. I brought it back.
So I guess here's my thing. I think the intent was not to abuse the system like this.
Right.
I think probably this falls within the rules, the loopholes, but I think this is a bit of abuse of the system, but not illegal.
I don't think it's abusive system.
Yeah, I think that they have to account for a few people like this, but overall, they just want to seem like, we care about you, the customer. We're easy breezy.
Here's what it is. If you're not satisfied with any Target-owned brand items, you can make an exchange or get a refund within 1 year.
Right.
So yeah. Are you saying you weren't satisfied?
Wasn't satisfied. Guess what? Got a hole in it. Got a stain. Outgrew them.
Stains.
The shoes wore out. Guess what I did? Brought it back.
Take it. He messed up his own line there.
I took it back.
My official statement on this is, I think you're abusing the system. Mm-hmm. I don't think you did anything illegal. I think they have this in case you're right. You're not satisfied. Dude, but I feel like you're very satisfied.
I got over $200 back.
You. Yeah.
This is great, dude.
I for sure have Cat and Jack.
Exactly.
Like, for sure at the
and
house.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take it back.
Oh,
No!
Amy, I'm going to take it back.
But 364, you've had it for...
You have to ask my wife.
Are you satisfied with it?
No. Right? What do I tell them when I get their lunch?
Man, not satisfied. I got to take it back.
It's awesome.
I'm going to play the song, but I just want you guys to know I'm not signing up for this.
Okay.
I don't love it. My daughter, bad influence. Cannot hear this segment. She will do this.
She'll do what?
Take it back.
She's going to... This will be her new thing.
I know. I have to go. Thank you, guys.
Well, you got to go.
Lunchbox, thank you.
He's got to go to Target.
I got Target, man. Yeah. Here's a voicemail we got over the weekend.
I'm wondering if anybody's going to tell Eddie that I'm pretty for sure selling food is illegal without a food permit in Davidson County. Just thought I'd help him out.
What do you mean?
I never thought about you doing something illegal when you're selling all this food.
Oof.
What do you mean?
You're smoking chickens and you're selling them publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a permit?
No.
I just assumed you had a permit. No. You went to the city.
No permit.
Wow.
I didn't assume that. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about the health department.
I didn't think about it.
You have to
do I bought
that.
Chickens and I put them in the smoker and I sold them.
Oh.
And they're all health. I would
turn yourself in or I'm going to citizen's arrest
you. What do you mean?
You.
I got to go to the police station?
Yeah. If you don't go turn yourself in, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest.
Also, are you going to report your income?
Yeah, of course. Lunchbox, show me how to do that later.
I will.
All right, thanks.
Here, I got you a permit. Mobile food vendor pilot program, food truck permit. What do you need?
Okay.
You just need a license, like a way to
2022 Food Freedom Act here changed the cottage food laws, allowing homemade non-TCS food products to be produced at a private residence and sold within the state without a license or permit.
Let's go!
He's back in business.
Come on, just like that.
Oh.
Hey, whatever you just read, print that out for me, will you?
I put my handcuffs away. I will not arrest you.
Thank you, man.
He's selling chickens like crazy.
Come on.
Okay. Well, thank you, though. That's a good conversation we need to have.
Yeah, and then we sealed the deal. We're good. We're good to sell.
What do you mean, sealed the deal?
Well, I mean, like, we got scared for a second. Now we're good.
Now we're back. Yeah. Okay, good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest.
Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, so here's a question for you. 10 years from now, do you think we'll still be better than AI at anything?
Yeah, I do, because we'll teach AI to teach us things.
Ah.
So then we get smarter.
We'll go next level.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think the thing that will eventually equalize is just unplugging it.
Yeah, shut it down.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What AI gets a little too smart. Pull the plug.
See ya.
What are they going to do? Got no power.
There is a list of things that was put out that says, hey, AI cannot be better than us at this stuff.
Well, here's the thing. The honest thing is AI only does what we teach it to do, right? Art, creating, and AI will be able to create, but it's only creating based on the creations that we have done, right? The human brain's able to create, see new things that it hasn't before. AI can only create things based on it things it has been taught for now until it takes over like Terminator. But yes, the creation part, art, is going to be difficult for AI to overtake. Compete, yes. Overtake, no.
Top 5 things. Cooking. Making complex ethical decisions.
Cooking. That should be the easiest thing.
I think they're going to nail cooking.
Yeah.
Heck, no, because they can't
cook if I do it.
No, they can't taste.
Doesn't matter.
Imagine Morgan. She had COVID for like 3 years. She's doing just fine.
Good point.
Smell or anything else. What?
Okay. Being a therapist.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine too. Like, say your stuff. A therapist is trained. I'm probably a better therapist.
Oh, yeah, I think this he's is right, a list Amy. Of things that well, they're not a, going to be better
they've
than
already said
that.
AIs are better judges than judges. By putting all of the information from cases into an AI, looking at the data, taking the analytics of the situation, and the AI judge has been more right than the judge who's able to use feelings into the... Oh, yeah, we're screwed.
Okay.
The more we go on, the sadder I get with the story.
Providing emotional companionship?
Yeah, see, that one, we've got that.
Do we?
Yes!
Because we know how to pivot, you know? We know how to like, ooh, like she's not liking that, so let's shift here.
Sounds very personal, familiar.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Having a friend to lean on, like you can go to your friend or your significant other and they're there. Like AI can't meet you where you're at.
I bet it will be able to. Mm. I often thought I was going to, I thought I'd never get married until I met my wife, that eventually I would just marry AI.
Like that movie. Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the final thing, the number one thing, caring for kids and the elderly.
Probably better at that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll buy an AI for that.
Mm. Have you ever gotten menu anxiety?
I look at the menu a lot of places before I go, especially.
You do online?
Here's the situation. If I'm going somewhere where I know my focus doesn't need to be spent on that menu, like if it's a work meeting, if it's some sort of interview, something where I'm there other than just to eat, I will look so I'm not spending a lot of my mental space going, okay, what do I want? What can I eat? What am I going to get on me? So yes, I will look if that's the case. If I'm going to hang out with friends, I like to experience a menu there. I like to take it all in, talk about it. But I don't really get menu anxiety, but I think I would if I didn't do some pre-menu work.
That's a smart tip to pre-menu work if you're going to a work dinner.
Just because I only have so much.
And then you show up capacity. And you look like, hey, I know how to make decisions. I know what
quickly.
I want.
Yeah, but I don't ever tell them I've already studied the menu. I just go like, yeah, let me take a look at the menu. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to braise short rib, and I'm going to take a side of broccolini and do the glass dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, dirty glass.
And they're like, what does that mean? No idea. Just make it happen. Clap, clap.
Well, if you do get menu anxiety, which a lot of people apparently do, the top tactic is to just speak up about it and say, hey, if the server comes to you, I'm not ready yet. Can you hit everybody else up and come to me last? And then that'll give you more time. And the top things we're thinking about when we're looking at a menu, taste, price, and how long it's going to take to make it.
Yeah, that's called eating dinner. That's called eating out at a restaurant.
Yeah. I'm priced first, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go under $20. Okay, that's my menu.
My wife gets really annoyed at me because when I have figured out what I want, I've just declared everybody knows what they want.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And also, when you're done eating, everybody else is done eating.
So I get the menu. Let's say I haven't looked it up. We're going out to eat with friends. I look at it, and the server comes over and is like, all right, you guys know what you want? Yeah, we sure do. My wife's like, you got a mouse in your pocket? We don't, none of us do. That's what I say. Well, then I'll go first, and I'll just talk slow.
Give you time to decide.
Yeah, so then I do. Well, I would like to start with the French onion soup. And then the server's like, oh, my God, we're doing a bit. Everybody does get ready. And then I always like the check to come out before we're really done. I like to ask for it or leave the card there. Because on my last bite, I like to be out the door. Not like hanging around for me. We've hung out. There's no need to keep hanging. So it's like swallow out the door we go. I don't want to wait for the check. But yes, go ahead.
I have the top 5 country songs that are turning 20 this year.
Okay.
And at 5, Dierks Bentley, What Was I Thinking?
What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past.
The Chicks at 4 with Traveling Soldier.
I don't know. The 20 thing doesn't make me feel that old. If he said 40... songs that are 40 or 30, but 20, I don't even really have a, I don't even have a place where I was.
Oh, really? I do. I go back. I was a senior in college.
Well, I mean, I could put where I was by doing the math. I'm just saying, like 20 years, I guess, I hear Traveling Soldier by Dixie Chicks. I don't really go, oh, yeah. That song wasn't that big to me because that was like the backside of the Dixie Chicks, right?
Yeah, towards the end.
99 was more of a early 2000s.
Maybe. Cool. Okay, what else?
Okay, Brooks and Dunn, Red Dirt Road.
Down in the Red Dirt Road.
No shoes, no shirt, no problems. Kenny Chesney.
See, this feels newish. Not new, but later than what I would consider like 90s to early 2000s country. Sounds like it is that, but it doesn't feel like old or anything. What else?
The number one goes to Martina McBride. This one's for the girls.
Well, if they were single and so were Lunchbox, he could date them. They're 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Those songs you could be hooking up with.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's how
we get it to him. That's how we make him feel it.
I do have an honorable mention because I'm a Texas girl, and it's Pat Green, Wave on Wave.
Okay, I know where I was with this song. This is the only song where I feel like, oh, I remember exactly where I was. It was in Austin. It was in Austin for sure. And I remember because Pat Green was there, but it was being played on
KVET.
On national stations. Pat Green was basically Texas country.
He was always
But I remember
Texas,
this song was like taken off on like national country radio. And we played it. We were on a pop station, but we were always told we were too country to be pop. And then we were told we were too pop to be country. But I remember playing this. Wave on Wave on the pop station. Yeah, this one that hits me a little bit. Yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Bobby Bostic has spent over 2 decades in prison. He served for a series of armed robberies when he was a teenager. But when he was in prison, he got his associate's degree. And he was an author. He wrote books on how to be a better person, how not to get stuck in bad situations, stuff like that. And now, 7 months ago, he just got released from prison. And he started a charity called Dear Mama in honor of his mom, kind of like the Tupac song. And all he does is he collects goods for kids, like toys, books, whatever. And then he donates them to people that need stuff like that. So he... in prison, he helped himself. When he got out of prison, now he's doing a charity, doing good things. It's pretty awesome.
Helping others. That's awesome. That's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.